Hello, Lion fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lion's Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me once again is head volleyball coach Mike Smith, and making her first appearance, junior setter Jordan Schmucker. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Adam. Thank you for having us on.
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
There we go. So when we first talked, Coach, it was kind of the return home after an eight-game road trip. We're in the middle of another eight-game road trip here. We look at the schedule. I believe it's 10 of the last 14 games are on the road, so only four home games left. But get off to a good start on this one, a 3-1 win at your alma mater. Let's recap that game, but also let's talk about what we've seen in that first half of the season so far.
Yeah, you know, when you start road trips and how do you develop them during the year, sometimes you wonder who makes that schedule. I need to have a talk with that guy. But, when I looked at it, I thought it was good for the fact that we could break it up into segments. And now, after going through the first half of the segment, I think we've, accomplished a lot so far. We've seen the path that we want to head into. And now we look forward to the next seven matches on the road. As you alluded to, Tuesday night, playing at Link Memorial was a good match on the road for us. It was a good test as we continue our trek through this road swing. And anytime you're on the road, you're hoping to go into a hostile environment and you hope your kids react well. I think it was something new for our seven newcomers that come in. I told them what to expect, and I think it was good that they got to experience that, but also too, our returners knew what to expect as well. So we talk about our family, and that's part of the growing process that we've done with the volleyball team is they've become a family, and as they talk through tough situations, I think they handle them pretty well together.
So we get through this first segment, and you mentioned the new players gelling with the returners. From both of your perspectives, what have you seen in terms of building that unit? Coach, you alluded to family, but what have you seen that's really made you say, okay, this is what makes it come together? And then, Jordan, same question to you.
I think one of the things that we do a lot in the preseason is we have the players talk after practice, and we try to get their feelings and see how they're adapting, and whether it be newcomers or returners. And one of the things that we've implemented as a team is big sister, little sister. And I think that was something that has allowed the players to bond. Not only do they bond, with their big sisters, but they also have to work together as a team, and I think that's helped them become closer to that. I'll let Jordan allude to it.
Yeah, so even on the court, we're all there for each other, and it helps out that even the freshmen are stepping up and even helping the upperclassmen still, and that is something really good on the court. And even in the weight room, we're all mixing together. We see each other working together very well. So it's been doing very good.
And, Jordan, you talk about kind of everyone holding each other accountable, essentially. And one thing that Coach and I have talked about kind of off the mic as well is how you've stepped up as a leader as well and kind of how you found your voice. Let's talk about kind of that switch from sophomore year to junior year. You're playing in a different system, taking on more of a leadership role. What were the biggest changes that you made, let's say, from April until September?
Yeah, so over summer, I definitely had to rework my mind a little bit and get into kind of becoming a leader. I definitely wasn't as much last year, but this season has helped a lot. Even the first, 2 weeks in preseason, I was able to better work through things, and I think that has helped me run things on the court better and just be a little more demanding. I feel like I'm a little too nice sometimes, so it's helped a lot with just running through it and continuing on.
Say, just looking at some numbers this year, I mean, you're going to set career highs in almost everything. You already have in assists. You had 510 was the previous mark, 536 right now. There's still 14 games left to go. Do you pay attention to the numbers, or is it just, hey, whatever happens the night of the game, as long as we come away with the result that we want?
Yeah, pretty much just the result. I do, the digs, because they all come to me. Uli always points out that I sometimes get more digs than her, but they all just magically come to me. So that's about the only thing I notice.
Coach, again, Jordan's in the room. Let's talk about what you've seen from a coaching perspective, the biggest changes that she's made.
Well, I think the thing that has really come about with Jordan is when she and I sat down at the end of spring and what was the future going to look like. And I told her, I said, you know, you've got to take on a bigger role. We're going to make you a more all-around setter, because her first two seasons here, she set in a 6-2. So she was playing three rotations. She had time to come out of the match, see the match develop, and also work through some of the things that she saw. Now she can't. She has to be on the job training, and we talk about it every day. We work before practice every day. We kind of go through Jordan's mindset of how do we want to look at it? How do we want to develop, but also too how to calm her down, because she's very very meticulous when it comes to looking at the players and what can we run, what can we do, and sometimes I just have to slow her down, and I think it's been good so far. I think we've seen a lot of change in Jordan, not that it needed to occur, but you know, it's just one of those things. She keeps developing every day, and I think that her leadership skills have really come around, because she wasn't looked at as a leader before, and now she's kind of been put in that role, and she's welcomed it very well, and I think her teammates have really welcomed it as well.
Jumping back to the schedule, we talked about the Lincoln Memorial game. That's the first game out of this 8 road trip. But there's a week off. As of the recording here, the next contest that the volleyball team will take on is at Carson Newman on October 12th. Having to slow things down, you have that week. For a while here, it's been Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. Now you have a week. Talk about, and Jordan, I want to get your thoughts on it first, the kind of the physical toll and the mental toll, and how it's going to recover over these several days.
So for us, just pointing out that LMU was a really big game for us, and we've been struggling to come into a game that, like, this is our gym, like, we can take control of the match right away. And I think that LMU game, like, just the first set, we did struggle a little in the second set, but I think that'll put us in a good spot for Carson Newman, where we need to come in strong for that game. But this week off, or 2 days off, but the week in between the matches will be a very big, it's a big deal for us, because we need this mental break. It's been a lot, but we've also never got to experience homecoming, so this is a really big experience for many of the upperclassmen. The freshmen get to do it their first year, which is awesome. And we also very much need this physical break as well. Our bodies are showing the toll, but we're going to keep pushing through it.
I think going along with that, I think, you know, one of the things that I talk about, I talk to the team all the time, and they know I'm very transparent with them. There's not a whole lot that they don't know. And so I think that's allowed us to be stronger as a team. And I've told them, I think, and they've told me, we've done more. We're continuously doing more than we've always done. And right now, as we talk about with the growth mindset, we're looking to grow as much mentally for the next week than we are physically. Physically, we are beaten up a little bit. We've started implementing a water workout instead of being on the court on one day a week, just to try to give us, you know, a little bit of therapy for our bodies. But also, you know, we're going to get back down and review some tape, and how are we going to practice hard today? Take a couple of days. Give them a chance to just enjoy a couple of days of mind relaxing. Let their bodies heal. Let them enjoy homecoming. You know, homecoming is a big deal, and you know they're going to enjoy it now as students. But then they'll see some alums come back, and they'll get to enjoy that piece of it. Then we'll get back to work on Sunday and get ready for Carson Newman, because you know that's step two of the 8-game process. And the thing that helps now, the first 8-game road trip we went on, or 8-match road trip, was more of what are we doing, not necessarily knowing what the other teams have, more concentrating more on us. But now everybody has tape on us. Now they know what we do, how do we do what we do better, but also what do we throw some wrinkles in? How are we developing, you know, 1-16? How has the team come through this, and what can we do now as we're getting ready to head into the second half of the season?
Saying before we went on air, you had mentioned that, you know, the first 8 games, it's kind of new for everyone. You're a month in now, so everyone kind of knows what everyone's doing or has done and can prepare for. And one thing that we talked about late last night too, and I want to touch on this, and Jordan, you mentioned too, it's a big match versus Carson Newman. You look at the SAC standings, the depth of the teams, and just how, I mean, one weekend can change everything, really. Currently, we're sitting in 9th, 4-5 overall in the conference. But you look at that middle of the pack, I mean, you have one good weekend, everything can change. The match with Carson Newman and moving forward, obviously important, but from each of your perspectives, let's talk about how important they are.
I mean, for us, Carson Newman has always been, especially my freshman year, one of those ones we just wanted to get after. And playing at that gym is something we want to do so bad. Like, we are so excited to just go out, give it our all, and play for what we know how to do. So we're very excited to go out and play.
I think that, you know, you mentioned the depth of the conference. I think that every time we look, you know, I tell the girls, numbers are numbers. We just need to play. You can't look at where you're at in the standings. You know, we've played most of the top, and if you looked at the standings, we've played most of the top teams at this point, and there's still some great teams we haven't played. And you just have to go out and play every match. I think that the depth in this conference and the competition, it's as strong as I've ever seen it. You know, you can't go into any match and think, hey, it's just, we're going to walk in, show up, and walk out. It's not something that you can do. And I think that's just a praise to the South Atlantic Conference because, you know, when you're talking about wanting to play the best, every night you walk out in a conference match, you're getting all you want. And I think the other piece of it is we just continue to grow. And as we grow, our upperclassmen have experienced some of the conference matches, but just as Jordan hasn't played at Carson Newman in 2 years. So for our new kids, they haven't experienced it. Some of our returners haven't experienced it. And now how do you go into that match 2 years later and see a place that you haven't played? And, you know, I've looked at the attendance numbers. They have great numbers at home matches. And so it'll be a great environment at Holt Fieldhouse.
See, it's one of those things that you mentioned, you kind of forget with COVID happening, how much a schedule has changed. I mean, in the spring, you guys played 9 regular season games. The one versus Tusculum was unfortunately canceled, but you come back a 32 game schedule. And we talked in the summer about the mental preparation, the physical preparation. But as we zero in on these last, I think, 14 games I'd mentioned, Jordan, personal goals for you, and then coach, goals for the team. I know we've kind of hinted at it throughout the broadcast, but kind of cementing those goals as we wrap up this interview. Jordan, if you want to go first.
I think my personal goals are just staying consistent, not getting physically or mentally tired throughout a match. Just keep pushing on and really involving the middles and right sides. I've been working hard to do that, and the passing was great last game. We need to keep that up. So just pushing through and continuing on.
The thing that I talk, and I think Jordan will agree, is I talk every day, one day at a time. We can't look big picture, because if you start looking at big picture, you're going to mentally bog down, and that's not what we want to do. We want to fight every day, and we want to get better every day, and that's kind of been our outlook from day one, because if you put too much into expectations, you know, what happens if you have a bump in the road? How do you handle it? So we're trying just to grow. You know, as I said, we keep talking about growth mindset and how do we get better every day. Well, right now we've had, 18 opportunities to get better. Now we've got to figure out how do we get better for match 19. Then how do we get better going into a regional crossover, then come back to a conference schedule. You know, I think that's what we've got to look at. And I think the other piece of it is as well is, you know, each player has to really look at themselves the next few days. What have I done so far? Have I met my expectations? What can I do to get better? If I've done well to this point, what do I do to continue to move forward? So, you know, hopefully it's going to be a reflection on their part of what have I done? What do I need to do? And how do I get there?
We look at the schedule, the next 3 matches, conference contests on the road, and then you mentioned the PBC South Atlantic Conference crossover, Georgia College, Augusta, USC Aiken, Lander, all tough matches. Finally, returning home on Friday the 29th versus Queens, and then Saturday the 30th against Catawba. So highly encourage everyone to follow along with the action on MarsHillLions.com. And for home events, make sure you come out to Chambers Gym and support this team. There's some big things along the way. I personally feel that at least. So, guys, I wanted to say thank you for taking the time and doing this interview. It's always fun to catch up with you guys throughout the year. I know it's a long season, but getting to catch up is always a lot of fun. and enjoy homecoming. That's another thing. Yes. I've never even thought about it, but now that you bring it up, it's incredible that you guys haven't been able to experience it. So enjoy it this weekend. Enjoy the last couple days off before we take on Carson Newman. And once again, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.